morning, traders. I'm Emily Vani, the CEO of the Investment Banking Institute and your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Wednesday, April 10th. Investors seem to be in a holding pattern ahead of today's CPI reading and as we await earnings from the major banks due out later this week. Yesterday, markets ended on another mixed but muted note. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ posted slight gains, the S&P 500 up 0.14% and the NASDAQ added 0.32%. The Dow ended the session in the red, giving up just 9 points, but an improvement from the day's earlier lows. Bill, let's get into today's action with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Good morning, Emily. I'm watching the S&Ps this morning. We're showing some nice green on the screen. S&Ps are up 0.23% this morning. Heading into today, what do we know? We got the CPI report on inflation that's coming out this morning. We also get the, a key report from the Fed this afternoon as well. Shares of Delta Airlines, they're running hot. They had a positive earnings release. I see President Biden, he's going to be holding a press conference today with Japanese Prime Minister. The U.S. is trying to create this unity among Asian countries, specifically Japan and Australia and the Philippines, to kind of thwart China's influence. There's comments about Israel and Hamas said to be considering a U.S. proposal for a ceasefire. We got some nice action in the semiconductor sector again this morning. Although the stocks aren't really showing big gains, with the except for TSCM, stock is showing some strong gains. I'll get more on that in a little bit. Looking overseas, what we're seeing, we're showing the DAX is up 148 points at 0.82%. We're showing the FTSE up 61 points at 0.77%. We're showing the CAC up 51 points at 0.64%. I mean, face facts, you look over in Germany, they got that ECB announcement coming out tomorrow. Over there, inflation seems to be weakening, which really points to a dovish ECB tomorrow on their announcement. I don't think they're going to be lowering rates at this meeting, but they are going to be commenting on a possible rate cut. It could happen as early as May. But Germany is moving, and they're also positive on the CPI print that's coming out this morning. We're looking out last night at Asia, and Asia was odd because, you look at the Nikkei dropped 0.48% or 191 points. Their producer price index showed inflation grew slightly less than expected. Okay. Hong Kong, Hong Kong stocks rallied 311 points. That's 1.85%. We're seeing strong gains in, all across the board. I see Alibaba, former, Jack Ma, one of the founders, he wrote a letter endorsing the management of Alibaba, and you see Alibaba trading higher this morning. We're talking Shanghai in China, the Shanghai Composite, that actually finished down 21 points. That's about 0.7%. Now, the key thing here is Fitch Ratings. Fitch Ratings downgraded China's rating outlook to A+ negative. It was A+ stable. And, that downgrade is really disconcerting. I mean, they got a mountain of debt there. They got to do more stimulus. And, that's going to be causing them some issues in the short term. So, Fitch did a rating downgrade. I believe Moody's downgraded the stock in the country in December as well. We're talking oil. We're looking at oil this morning. Oil is showing some gains. We got WTI trading $85.76 a barrel. That's up 0.62%. We got Brent trading $89.95 a barrel. That's up 0.59%. The key factors here are, the diplomatic efforts in the Middle East, is a source. It's rather quiet this morning because they are looking at that U.S. proposal. But last night's API stockpiles estimate that did show, a build of a little over 3 million barrels, which is bearish for oil prices. But today is all about the EIA oil stockpiles report that's coming out an hour after the market opens. Estimates there for, an increase or a build of about 800,000 barrels. We'll see how that comes in, the numbers come in against those estimates. But that's what I have for you in terms of morning market update report this morning, Emily.
Bill, you did mention Delta Airlines at the top of that. You know, we're looking at earnings today, and that was your pick of the day yesterday, and I'm sure you're going to include that report. Coming up next here, when we get to the earnings section, Bill, give us a rundown of the day's earnings action.
Well, hey, let's start off with Delta, ticker DAL. It was a good call yesterday. Delta beat by 10 cents. They did it on higher revenue. You look at the stock this morning, it's up 4.71%. It's trading $49.55. That's very positive. Also came out with WD-40, ticker WDFC. William, David, Frank, Charlie, they missed by 7 cents, but they did it on higher revenue. And the guidance wasn't bad, but, you know, they did miss. Stock's down 2.59%. Which is less than I thought it would be. And that's probably due to the guidance and, you know, the higher revenue. A PriceSmart, ticker PSMT, Paul, Sam, Michael, Tom, they beat by 29 cents and they did that at higher revenue. That stock's up 3.50%. Then you have Smart Global Holding, that's ticker SGH, Sam, Grace, Henry. They beat by 2 cents. They did that on higher revenue. Right now that stock's down 6.83% in pre-market trading. Upcoming, what do we have? Tomorrow morning, we got Constellation Brands. That's ticker STZ, Sam, Tom, Zebra. EPS is $2.11. Expected move is 3.56%. You got CarMax, ticker KMX, Kilo Michael X-Ray. Their EPS is 45 cents. Expected move is 8.45%. And Lovesac, ticker LOVE, Larry Oscar Victor Edward. Their EPS is $1.93. Expected move is 19.68% when this firm releases tomorrow morning, Emily.
And Bill, I will mention that we will get to a full recap on Delta Airlines by the end of the show, so stick with us to hear how that pick went. Now we're going to get to the day's economic events. A big focus here for the markets today between the CPI report and those Fed meeting minutes. So Bill, give us a look at everything we should be watching when it comes to economic events.
You know, listen, we got the CPI report coming out at 8:30 a.m., 1 hour before the market opens. It's expected to be a critical piece of the Fed's outlook, you know, on interest rates later this year. We saw elevated readings in January and February, and, you know, the market's already pushed back, you know, the first Fed rate cut from March to June, and it's like a 60% chance of a June cut right now. Expect the CPI report to show consumer prices rose about 0.3% on a monthly basis. That's down from 0.4% in February. Little progress, but, you know, the key will really be the components, you know, the services and the shelter sectors. I really want to see some, you know, lowering of inflation, those two key sectors to get on board. I think that Fed's going to need 2 months of, you know, lower inflation before they start, you know, cutting rates. So, you know, this is going to be key. This is going to be a key report. If this is lower and May is lower, you can expect the Fed rate cut in June. Otherwise, it'll likely be July, I think. Then at 10:30 a.m. Eastern time, we get the EIA oil stockpiles report. And then at 2 p.m. Eastern time in the afternoon, we get the Fed meeting minutes. That's going to be crucial for this afternoon's trading. We're going to have to watch those closely. In terms of Fed speak this morning at 8:45 a.m., we're going to be hearing from Fed Governor Michelle Bauman, and 12:45 p.m., Chicago Fed Bank President Austin Goolsbee will be giving a speech, Emily.
Keeping an eye on all of that today, Bill, those earnings, the economic events, you're going to be able to catch that CPI report right as it comes out, which will certainly be something that can move the markets. Along with those Fed meeting minutes, you'll be one of the first to see it because you have alerts set up for those economic events. You're also looking at news items by setting up alerts for things like guidance news, shareholders meetings, other catalysts. You have an alert set up for your FANG stocks so you can see those stocks grouped together just like you do with your Dow 30 stocks. So, Bill, what else do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
I'm doing a quick data check real quick, and I'm looking at my Dow stocks. I'm showing 5 lower, 2 unchanged. The rest are higher. That's a nice way to start the day. I'm looking at my FANG stocks, with the exception of Meta. They're all trading higher, which is a good way to start. You're looking at various, sectors this morning. And, you know, obviously you got to start off with the airlines. The airlines are showing some gains on the back of Delta report. The autos are trading higher. The banks are, you know, relatively, positive. What else do we see here this morning? Semiconductors, NVIDIA's lower, you know, but AMD's lower, but the rest are showing gains. So, you know, That's good to see. Let's look to some of the news behind the tape this morning, like Apple. Apple has two items out there. Apple's doubled its India iPhone output to 14 billion, and a real pivot from doing business in China. But it also there's also a report about their Vision headset, that Vision Pro headset, saying that some users are reporting black eyes, neck pains, and headaches after using the device. It's not a big portion of their revenue. It really isn't. So I'm not too concerned about that having a major effect on the stock price today. We're looking at Google. They introduced the Shoppings collection yesterday for YouTube. To Meta, I see Meta executives are in London. They're downplaying the negative impact of AI on elections, touting their open source AI. They confirmed Llama's next version is going to be arriving by next month. It's positive for the stock, even though we're seeing some, the stock's down 20 cents this morning. Tesla, Tesla is has shown some gains this morning. It's up 0.4%. But Bank of America is out there saying we think Tesla will face mounting profit pressure. I mean, yeah, it's pretty clear that they've got the pricing pressure going on at Tesla. We're talking Dow Jones 30 stocks. We're talking Verizon ticker VZ, one of the stocks that's lower in the Dow. The FCC is planning to lower broadcast subsidies pay up by 50%. That's not good for someone like Verizon. Intel ticker INTC, InfoSystems and Intel expanded their collaboration to accelerate generative AI. And, Intel also announced a new chip yesterday. You look at the shares of Intel, it's up by 0.5% this morning. Still has room to go higher, something to keep an eye on. We're talking guidance news, and let's start off with Delta ticker DAL. David Apple, Larry, they see Q2 EPS coming in $2.20 to $2.50. The street estimate is $2.25. That's not bad. That's not bad earnings. Tilted towards the high end. WDFC, William David Frank Charlie, this is WD-40. They raised their full year 2024 EPS view to $5 to $5.30. It was $4.78 to $5.15, so that's a nice uptick. Street estimate had it at $5.12, though, so it's right in the middle there. TSMC, mark to revenue, rose 7.5% on the month. There's this newswear code I use a lot called dot semicond. Period, S-E-M-I-C-O-N-D. It just sorts of news by semiconductor news. It's very valuable to catch some of that news. Terms of shareholders meetings today, KKR, Kilo Richard, they're having an investors day today. It starts at 8 a.m. Let's talk about the catalyst calls. Monday.com, ticker MNDY, Michael, Nancy, David, Yellow. I see Citibank opened up a 90-day negative catalyst watch on the stock this morning. Not good for Monday.com. But that's what I have for you about news hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswear delivers daily. It's factual. It's market moving. And our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswear.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that Professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what do you have for us today?
I'm going with Citibank, ticker C is in Charlie. Listen, the earnings are not out till Friday morning, and today's Wednesday. And, today's real focus is on the CPI, and that's really what's going to cause some big movement in the market. But with their earnings out on Friday, and I'm expecting, to see a positive earnings report for them, I don't mind going long the stock this morning and looking for that 1% gain today. Now, the EPS is expected to come in at $1.43, and the expected move after that EPS announcement is 4.38%. You look at yesterday's call volume, 70,695 calls traded versus 19,210 puts. Wow. Open interest, 1.4 million versus 1.1 million. That's positive on the call side. Major brokers like the stock. They're, positive overweight ratings, buy ratings, and some are even raising price targets. So that's important tonight. But, the CPI could cause volatility in the stock today. So I'm going to say an entry price of 61.45-ish, but I do think we're going to see some, positive activity because, can't go too low because the earnings are coming out. So I don't expect to see a sell-off, but I don't mind being long the stock and the earnings. So that's my pick of the day. C is in Citibank. 61.45 is an entry price, Emily.
Citibank it is today, Bill. We will follow that along with you. And we did mention earlier in the show, your pick of the day yesterday was Delta. And coming up, we're going to do a recap on that pick of the day. So don't go anywhere. But ahead of that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
Okay, let's see. TSMC reports March revenue, up 34.3 from last year. NVIDIA target raised at Morgan Stanley as business continues to strengthen. Fluent announced the 1-for-6 reverse stock split. That's ticker FLNT, Frank, Larry, Nancy, Tom. Elon Musk is going to be visiting India this month. PHG, Philips, Paul, Henry Grace, they settled with the DOJ and FDA on issues related to their respiratory ventilators or CPAP machines. U.S. electric utilities predict the tidal wave of new demand from data centers powering technology that'll generate AI, with some power companies projected electricity sales several times higher than estimates just a month earlier. Ford, automakers doing a recall of Bronco Sport and Escape vehicles in the United States due to cracked fuel injectors. Bank of America's out there on NVIDIA saying NVIDIA's pause refreshing, don't sweat. That's all I'm seeing this morning, Emily.
Okay, Bill, before we wait that CPI data and dive into trading, let's do that check-in on yesterday's pick of the day. We mentioned it was Delta. You did give us a look at the stock during your earnings rundown. Delta reported an adjusted EPS of 45 cents, and that was up from 25 cents a year ago and beating the consensus of 35 cents. Revenue grew 7.8% to $13.75 billion. That far surpassed consensus estimates of $12.52 billion. And this was as passenger revenue increased 6.9%. You also gave us that look at guidance during your newswire alerts. They also offered guidance for full year 2024, and they reiterated their guidance there in a range of $6 to $7 for their EPS. Bill, you did give us a hint that it was up after earnings. We even saw it climb yesterday. How did your call work out?
It worked out fabulous. I mean, let's look at the facts. I was calling for a $47 entry price. You know, the stock opened up at $47.15 and it fell down to $46.42. But the stock did close at $47.32, and then, it ran up 1% for, because I got in at $46.85. It ran up 1%. I walked away from most of the trade. But you're looking at this morning after the earnings beat. The stock's moving hard. It's at 49.70. That's up 5.14% from yesterday's close. So, if you got in under 47, which is absolutely possible, which is kind of what I was looking for, and then you rode it all the way to now where it's trading 49.70, I mean, that's like a 6% move. So you got to be happy with shares at Delta Airlines, ticker DAL, David Appleberry. He was a big winner yesterday and this morning, Emily.
A nice win there, Bill. And we will check in with you tomorrow about today's Citibank pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning at Newswire's Trade Talk when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.